As they neared it, Roland and Eddie could see both a canoe and a kayak bobbing inside a tether. "Boathouse is mine," the man in the flannel shirt added. The boat in Boathouse came out in a way impossible to reproduce with mere letters. BWUT would probably come closest, but which both men recognized. It was the way the word was spoken in the collar. "Looks well kept," Eddie said, mostly to be saying something. "Oh, yeah," John said. "I do caretaking, camp checking, some rough carpentering. Wouldn't look good for business if I had a fallen-down boathouse, would it?" Eddie smiled. "Suppose not. My place is about half a mile back from the water. Name's John Cullum." He held out his right hand to Roland, continuing to steer a straight course away from the rising pillar of smoke and toward the boathouse with the other. Roland took the hand, which was pleasantly rough. "I'm Roland Deschain of Gilead. Long days and pleasant nights, John." Eddie put out his own hand in turn. "Eddie Dean from Brooklyn. Nice to meet you." John shook with him easily enough, but his eyes studied Eddie closely. When their hands parted, he said, "Young fella, did something just happen?" "It did, didn't it?" "I don't know," Eddie said, not with complete honesty. "You ain't been to Brooklyn for a long time, son, have you?" "Ain't been to Morehouse or to no house," Eddie Dean said, and then quickly, before he could lose it, "Me has locked Susanna away. Locked her away in the year of 99. Suze can get to the Dogon, but going there's no good. Me has locked off the controls. There's nothing Suze can do. She's kidnapped. She... He stopped. For a moment, everything had been so clear, like a dream upon the instant of waking. Then, as so often happens with dreams, it faded. He didn't even know if it had been a real message from Susanna or pure imagination. "Young fella, did something just happen?" So Cullum had felt it too. Not imagination, then. Some form of the touch seemed more likely. John waited, and when there was no more from Eddie, turned to Roland. "Has your pal come over funny that way often?" "Not often, no. Sigh, Mr. Cullum, I thank you for helping us when we needed help. I thank you big, big. It would be monstrous impudent of us to ask for more, but you're gonna, yeah, figured." John made a minute course correction toward the little boathouse with its square open mouth. Roland estimated they'd be there in 5 minutes. That was fine by him. He had no objection to riding in this tight little motor-powered boat, even though it rode rather low in the water with the weight of 3 grown men inside. But Keewatin Pond was far too exposed for his taste. If Jack Andolini, or his successor should Jack be replaced, asked enough of those shore gawkers, he would eventually find a few who remembered the little skiff with the 3 men in it, and the boathouse with the neat green trim. "John Cullum's boathus, may it do you fine," these witnesses would say. Best they should be farther along the beam before that happened, with John Cullum packed off to somewhere safe. Roland judged safe in this case to be perhaps 3 looks to the horizon line, or about 100 wheels. He had no doubt that Cullum, a total stranger, had saved their lives by stepping in decisively at the right moment. The last thing he wanted was for the man to lose his own as a result. "Well, I'll do what I can for you. Already made up my mind to that. But I got to ask you something now, while I got the chance."